Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowds in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. And from anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables. Because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but they do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but do not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They will have closed, they have closed their eyes, lest they see and with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I will heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see. Blessed your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters in Christ, the life of Saint Bridget of Sweden reminds us of the universal call to holiness, that everyone is called to the life of holiness by God. Priests, religious, lay people, we are all called. I will pursue that concretely in our life. Married to a prince of noble birth, they team together and live life of sanctity. And we could say clearly that their life was life of the family, the domestic church, was not like what the lamentation is, directly opposite of the lamentation of the first reading, that says that my people, they committed two evils. And what are the evils? They have forsaken me, the source of living waters, and they dug themselves cisterns that cannot hold water. So the life of Bridget, the life of her family, was the direct opposite of this. Her eyes was able to see clearly the goodness of the Lord, and she embraced it with her life. Her ear was able to hear that the good news of the Lord, and she opened her heart to it. And that was very clear in the way she lived her life. All her senses were given to the Lord, and the Lord penetrated her. And we could see, especially in the time she lived in the 14th century, when the church was in turmoil, and she was able to walk courageously to helping the Pope to return back to Rome from Avignon, the time of a real crisis of the church where they have two popes. So we could see that she was very courageous. And eventually, when her husband died, she totally dedicated her life to religious life. And she found a monastery. And she was named co-patroness of Europe. And so we have a lot to learn from her. That no matter the difficulty is, no matter the difficulty we may pass through in life, what is just necessary is, what is required of us is dedication, openness to God, openness to the action of the Holy Spirit. And God will do the rest. So my brothers and my sisters in Christ, as we celebrate her today, you know, we are reminded, and we also pray, ask her to intercede for us, intercede for the world, especially in time of difficulty we find ourselves, that she will continue to intercede for us all, that all will be open, all our eyes, our heart, our mind will be open to the action of the Holy Spirit. And sanctity will be contagious, you know, through us, reach us to a lot of persons who are in need. We pray that the sacrifice of the Holy Mass will help us in our struggle, day in, day out, that we will continue to see the Lord, continue to hear, continue to open our hearts to Him, and the fruit will be in abundance.